From a presbyter's zeal and the faith of a Scot, who both by like merit the blessing have got, to pray as devoutly as t'other does plot. Libera nos, Domine, from defending the rights of monarchical power, and then to betray it the very same hour to those whom they knew would have trapped it before. Libera nos, Domine, from taking up arms for religion's defense, which is always the cause and a traitor's pretense, though the cursed design was to ruin their prince. Libera nos, Domine, from pawning of plate to maintain the old cause, from venturing our necks to infringe the known laws on purpose to gain a fanatical applause. Libera nos, Domine, from shedding the blood of a million and more, from plundering the loyal to increase their own store, then laying the fault at their sovereign's door. Libera nos, Domine, from enacting of laws without law or reason, and then by a trick vote a writ of decision to turn him from office and behead him for treason. Libera nos, Domine. From a long 13 years of running astray, an arbitrary rule and a popular sway, worse than that of a Nero or Caligula. Libera nos, Domine, from those who the oath of allegiance disclaim, pretending their conscience won't suffer the same, and therefore anew they begin their old game. Libera nos, Domine, from him who would sham us with plots in the air, and to make us believe him devoutly does swear that invisible armies of pilgrims appear. Libera nos, Domine, from conferring of titles on this man and that, and swearing them in and out of the plot, then hang them because he knew not for what. Libera nos, Domine, from the rest that did damn themselves to a vow, whatever their prodromos said to be true, though nor him nor his evidence ever they knew. Libera nos, Domine, from the jail and the pox and whatever disease, to justly attend such wretches as these, who rebellion promote, the rabble to please. Libera nos, Domine, from a patriot captain that once dared to say he'd show his brisk boys an excellent way, not how they might conquer, but how run away. Libera nos, Domine, from not following advice, though never so evil, but tarrying behind to be foolishly civil, so be hanged by Jack Ketch and sent to the devil. Libera nos, Domine. From a mimical doctor who wrote their last speeches, as far from their sense as the doctrine he preaches, but gain is his godliness, tis that he teaches. Libera nos, Domine, from all those who deserve the same or worse fate, who pretend to be witty in showing their hate against Royal James, the church, or the state. Libera nos, Domine.